بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها، لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها. قدوس سبوح رب الأملاك والروح، قدوس سبوح رب الأملاك والروح. لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها، لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, friends and enemies, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I just quoted Malcolm X. He used to begin his speeches in this way, and I think it's very appropriate given the times that we live in today, that we, you know, keep it real, as we say. So I'm just going to briefly explain to you what we're doing in Justice 360, our vision, what we want to do moving forward, and how you can help us. Justice 360 started in 2010 under the leadership of Hujjatul Islam, Sayyid Abbas Elia. Maulana Elia had the foresight and vision to understand that this was a need in the community, that we were facing a lot of challenges. And one of the major challenges that we're facing is, I guess, what the economists call information asymmetry, being that not everybody has access to all the information, which leads to sometimes making bad decisions or incorrect decisions. So what we've been focusing on in Justice 360 for the first 2 years is providing information to the community. We've been sending out emails every 2 weeks on a specific legal topic. For example, how to write an Islamic will, what to do if you get stopped at the airport, what to do if the FBI visits you, what to do if you have problems with your landlord. And basically, these have been emailed to the community once every 2 weeks. If you're not on the Muslim Congress email list, please get on that. And all of these bulletins, which is what we call them, are in this book, which are free on the back table. So I would recommend everybody in here pick this up. There's going to be something in here that can help you, and it's free legal information. Now, this speaks to like a larger issue within our Muslim Congress as an organization. Muslim Congress isn't just about coming up here and, you know, once a year meeting and you know, leaving everybody, you know, to go about their business. No, we want to craft practical solutions to the problems facing the community. So Justice 360 is one example of that. You know, we're using our talents, our knowledge, our education to try to better the community, and I would, you know, advise and welcome everyone, you know, wherever your talents are. Inshallah, this organization is your organization. And the same way with Justice 360, we have been able to, you know, do some things to benefit the community. The same can be done in other areas, wherever your expertise may be. So looking at the larger vision, Malcolm X once said, if you're asking your enemy for a job, you know you're in trouble. Okay? So some of us, you know, during these times, we're definitely probably in this situation. But the same goes for legal information or for justice. That's like what Sheikh Hamza was talking about. If we are facing injustice, it's important that we have within our own community the means to address the problems that we're facing. Justice 360, right now we're providing informational services. In 2013, we're going to be starting providing consulting services as well. For example, how many of you in here have an Islamic will? I would guess half of you at the most. Now let me ask, how many of you have had your Islamic will looked at by an alim? Okay, maybe a little bit less. How many of you have had your Islamic will looked at by an alim and an attorney who's familiar with your state-specific requirements to make sure that will even has any weight after you pass away? Okay, probably very few of you. So this is one example of the type of work that we are going to be starting in 2013. You'll be seeing that, inshallah, an opportunity for everybody in here to get an Islamic compliant will looked at by an attorney. Going forward, our vision is much bigger than that. Inshallah, we would like to have attorneys who are 100% dedicated, you know, 9 to 5, or I guess it'll be, you know, 8 to 7 these days. But, you know, 100% dedicated to the community, you know. And that's only going to come through your support. But inshallah, I feel that this is an effort that's very worthwhile and one that has very tangible benefits for all of us in here. You know, given the scrutiny that we're under these days, it would definitely behoove us to take this project seriously. And I ask you all for your support and advice, anything, any ideas you may have, and, you know, moving forward, how this group of 15 attorneys, how we can help serve you. That's what we'd like to do, inshallah. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the families of the Justice 360 team members who have given a lot of time and effort to put this together, and you know, sacrificed a lot of their family time for that. And we thank all of them for their efforts. We'll have a workshop tomorrow. We're available to answer any of your questions that you may have. I'll be out at that table for much of this conference, right outside this door. But please email us, pick up this for more information, and just, inshallah, keep us in your du'as that our work is something that's beneficial to Islam and helps pave the way for the Imam of our time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.